Welcome back to Master Mindset Podcast, episode 167.
In this one, we're going to elevate self-awareness to take control of your physiology and your state by learning the system. Let's do a temperature check. Let's go. What's up, team? Welcome back to Master Mindset Podcast, the spot to get your mind right. And this episode is a common mental skill that peak performance coaches, that sports psychologists teach, that performance psychologists teach. It's really having awareness on your internal state, your physiology. It's also known as arousal control. Because if you can't take control of yourself, how can you take control of the moment? Palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy, vomit on a sweater, already mom's spaghetti. So think about the last time you underperformed and your nerves got in the way. You were too hyped up or too nervous or too anxious, or you're sweating everywhere. Stuff's coming out of every orifice imaginable and you just can't think clearly. So watch this, T-Money. When we're super anxious, stressed out, it's blocking access. So your amygdala, your limbic system is blocking access to your prefrontal cortex, which is going to give you the resource you need to problem solve, to make decisions, to really, have that rational, like, hey, what's the best next step? And when you're super amped up, it's hard to execute. Or at the same time, sometimes we're just lethargic. We have no energy. We're just like not in the mood and we're just dragging our ass around and we're not in that peak state. So we're actually too low energy. So here's a model that I want you to learn that I teach. It's called doing a temperature check. Think of a thermometer from bottom to top. It's a numeric system, 1 through 9. The bottom third is the blue zone. Numbers 1, 2, and 3. It's low energy. You're not feeling motivated, not engaged, maybe bored, maybe like tired. Then let's go up to 4, 5, and 6. That's that green zone. That's flow. It's green. It's that green zone. 4, 5, and 6. It's that green zone. Flow, not too high, not too low, not future, not past. It's that right energy. Now, when we get to the red zone, which is 7, 8, 9, that could be either hot mess, anxiety, stress, or you're too amped up. You're level 9 energy. Like you're banging your head on the wall, like getting crazy on it. Hey, what's up, Master Your Mindset listeners? Colin here, your mindset coach. I'm so excited. You can order my new book, Quiet Mind and Quiet Mind for Kids, right now on Amazon. Get the tools and strategies and tactics that I haven't shared on this podcast. So you get a mental emotional toolkit to lower nerves and increase unshakable confidence to perform at your best. I got Quiet Mind, which is for teens and adults, and Quiet Mind for Kids, which is for the youngsters and parents. Our kids need tools today to be their best. So go to Amazon right now and get your copy. So T-Money, when you are performing at your worst on the golf course, are you more of a red? Too much energy, too much anxiety, too much stress, or are you more of a blue? Like, man, I'm just not in it. I'm just like bored. I'm not engaged.
I would say red for sure. My mind just starts going crazy with thoughts and everything like that.
Mm-hmm. So part of this mental drill of awareness is to recognize, okay, where am I at most of the time? Do I need to get a boost to up level my energy from a blue to a green, or am I high? I got to move it from a red to a green. So the goal is to get to green, to find your five. So as coaches, as leaders, as teammates, we can say, yo, T-Money, man, are you red right now? Cause you're looking like a little frazzled. Hey, we got to find our five. So let's take some deep breaths. Let's do our reset routine with, let's go. Routine, physically routine, a visual routine, some language to reset this thought cascade, words, pictures, emotions, beliefs, and actions. Or maybe it's like, yo, T-Money, man, you're dragging ass, dude. Like, you want to be here? You're at like a 1 or a 2. Let's get you up to a 4 or 5. Let's go. Or maybe as a coaching staff, like, yo, let's get to a 7, right? Let's bring the juice.
Let's go.
So, but it's a language we can use to identify, like, yo, guys, we're acting like a bunch of blue zones today. We're like 1 and 2. Like, let's get up, let's bring the juice. Let's get up to a 6, 7. Let's get to green. So awareness precedes behavior change. What are some common triggers that move you up to a red? Or 7, 8, 9. What are some environments where, or some, when you're performing, when you're like a blue, you're like 1, 2, or 3. Well, let's have a game plan to reset. Let's breathe. Let's use our self-talk. Let's use our body. Let's use our physiology to change our psychology. Let's use perspective. I'm not defined by this. No wasted days, no wasted reps. Make every day count. I will just end with this story. I think we probably shared this on the podcast, but let's share it again. Zayn from One Direction, when he left One Direction, he was going on tour. I read an article that he actually wrote in that he had to cancel shows because his state, his physiology, his anxiety would get the best of him. He couldn't perform. Like, he physically couldn't perform. Remember, anxiety and fear is when our thoughts become physical. Fear is a physical response to a mental threat. Where Beyonce, Sasha Fierce, says, you know, I feel the nerves, I feel the butterflies, but that's energy. I tell myself, get my butterflies in formation.
Mm.
This is from Susan David out of Harvard. You know, emotions are not directives. Emotions are just data. So you need to judge and, hey, I'm in a red. That's okay. I can get down to green. It's not going to determine how I perform. Nerves are normal. I'm using it as energy. So here's a language, coaches, leaders, team members, do a temperature check. Where are you? Because if you're about to perform and you're super amped up, you're just burning fuel. You're burning fuel. If you're too low, if you're blue, I mean, you won't get into the right state to be alert to bring the energy to compete at a high level. So we gotta get back up to green.
Let's go.
So, team, what was the biggest learning for you from that quick little podcast session, man?
I mean, I think just the idea of finding that green zone that there's, and I think also it's always a good reminder that there's always too much. There's not just too little, like there's always usually two sides, and then it's finding the middle ground. Because like you said, you can be in that blue zone, you can have no energy, but you can also be way too amped up. And like you said, burning through your fuel, but it's about finding that middle ground and finding the balance. Mm-hmm. Staying neutral, like our boy Trevor.
Trevor, yes. Let's stay neutral, man. Not too high, not too low. Get to the truth. What's the best next right step? Control what you can't control. And I think blue zone, sometimes when you're sad,
mm-hmm.
like you're moping around the house and your girlfriend, boyfriend, you know, wife, husband, kids can just see that blue energy and it's just flowing to everybody.
Yeah.
Sometimes we just get some love, some love tough. Hey, let's get to green, man. You're blue today. Let's go. It's okay to feel sad. It's okay. Well, therapy and journaling but let's find ways when we perform, when we're performing, when it really matters, let's find our five, man. So team, if you like this, what a great, great discussion that you can have with teammates. Hey, when are you blue? When are you red? When are you green? What are some tools and tactics you're going to come up with a plan to get to green?
Let's go.
Let's do it. Hey, Team Money, the body has limits,
but the mind is limitless.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.